BPC Lou on Texans Radio with Arian Foster. Arian, I asked Bill O'Brien the other day if there's anything that surprised him about you. You lead the AFC with 5 rushing touchdowns. You're second in the AFC in rushing yards. And he said you're a talented guy, but he said nothing that he does surprises me. So I want to ask you, are you at all surprised by the season you're having, or is this just what you've expected of yourself?
Am I surprised by the season? No, I'm never surprised. I set pretty high expectations. And when healthy, I feel like I can compete with, you know, the best of the best in this league.
Have you been able to put your finger on why you are so successful this year? Has it been the system? Is it your experience? Is it how you trained? Is it a combination?
Well, I feel like I've had success in the NFL before, so it's not like an anomaly. I mean, I work hard at what I do, and I have great teammates.
I totally agree with you. It's just coming off of your back surgery last offseason, there was a lot of doubt if you would ever reach that level again. Did you have that doubt in yourself? Sounds like you didn't.
No, I didn't, no. But, you know, the doubters doubt, and the players play. That's how the cookie crumbles.
But did you ever have any doubts that you would maybe not be the same player again after that?
Well, when it first happened, you know, you have your, I guess, you just have your concerns, you know, with the doctor. But once you speak to the doctor and understand what kind of injury you have, especially dealing with a back, you kind of understand, you know, what you can and can't do. And once you know, I got the logistics on that, I knew I was going to bounce back just fine.
All right, so did you have to train differently in the offseason? I know you've, in the past, run with Andre Johnson. Did you have to tailor your offseason workouts to rehab from the back, or did you just go about it like normal, how you normally go?
Coming off of an injury, you have to train a little different because you have to get certain muscles stronger than before because they've been inactive for a while due to your injury. So you have to train in that aspect a little different. But for the most part, you know, I attack my training regimen pretty much the same.
I wanted to ask you, I always hear people describe you as a one-cut running back. Like, right. You see the hole, and then you make the decision, and then you go. Is that something that you've had to learn over the years, or is that an instinct for you?
I guess that's always kind of been my style. You know, as a little kid running around, I've always played running back. As a little kid running around, I was more of like the Barry Sanders type because I always played like an age group or two above of what I was. So like if I was 8, I was playing against 10-year-olds. And I don't know how that happened, but it always was the case. And because I was always smaller than everybody else, so I always felt like I had to juke everybody out. And then as everybody's bodies started to mature, my body started to mature, I just felt like I could get up field a little quicker than everybody else. So that's just kind of how my running style developed.
What's going through your head when you're making that decision? Because do you have to, I mean, obviously the person coming at you, the player coming at you, you can't let them know that this is what you're about to do. So do you look at it from your peripheral vision and then you make that decision? What's the thought process?
It's a lot of instinct and vision is what comes into play because it's all about angles. It's all about how they attack and how you attack. So you want to, for really aggressive players, you want to threaten their outside. So make them think that you're going to beat them with speed. And so they have to respect your speed in order to do that. So a lot of times you'll see me get up underneath people because they respect the speed. And at the same time, like, I can stop, like, cut on a dime, as they like to say. I can cut upfield, you know, whenever I want to. So that they have to respect that.